Welcome to today's Heartland Market Talk.
Grain futures, we had another higher run overnight, which we're still showing some gains on the session, but we're certainly off the night session rally highs. Recall yesterday, a big boost to the upside in the corn, beans, and wheat market on talk that President Trump has something to announce, that they worked some side deal out with China ahead of the big deal, maybe to start buying some grain. Well, this morning, surge had corn another 7 cents higher. To kind of put into perspective, September corn, which kissed the $4 mark on Monday, on Tuesday, hit 426 overnight, so a 26-cent rally here transpired in about 36 hours. Now we're fading off, a lot of farmers selling into this rally to see to take advantage, at least, of the bounce that they didn't think was going to come. Well, here it is. So the question is, President Trump, he's going to be speaking at the Iowa State Fair tonight at 7:30. Why would he go through all the pomp and circumstance of going to Des Moines, Iowa, if it wasn't something bigger than just a few millimetric tons of sales? And so that's what the market is toying with. They don't think it's a enforcement of phase one trade deal, where they would be buying $20+ billion worth of agricultural products. But maybe it's something bigger than just a couple of million metric tons. So that's what the big game is. So the rally is on the optimism of more. The sell-off is on the depression that, well, maybe it's a big disappointment. We don't know. But what we did know was we had a good rally of 35 cents in beans, 26 cents in corn, and 30 cents in wheat. Well, today now we're drifting off those rally highs. Currently, they're up 3.5 cents. 10.56.5. November beans up 3.5 at 10.51.5. Corn, September up 2. 4.19.5. December gaining 2.25. 4.35.75. Wheat has just turned lower now on the winter wheat contracts. We're off 4.75 cents for Chicago September, 5.59.25. Meanwhile, Kansas September off 3.75, 5.38.5. Probably the last big hedging weekend that comes in with the early strength this morning. They hit that and dropped us a dime off the highs because of pre-selling ahead of a three-day weekend as we're closed for the Independence Day holiday for tomorrow. So the wheat taking a brunt of it there. Spring wheat, though, they're holding higher on the session. Minneapolis, September up 1.75 cents, 6.50.75. December up 2.5 cents. We're at 6.69.75. If you are an active trader of commodity futures, you need to check out Heartland Investor Services trading app. The markets are moving fast. You need to know what they're doing. Now, you do not have to place your orders on the app if you don't want to. You can call our brokers. They'll take care of it for you. But in order to see what's going on, this trading app is a must-see. Check it out. At heartlandinvest.com, call us 701-222-0221. In the cattle trade, we have transversed unchanged a couple times a day here. Currently, we are higher. Box beef is down $4.09 on the choice, $3.90.77. Select giving up $1.32, $3.78.99. We're seeing bids out there of $2.22 in the Texas market. That would be lower on the week. We are seeing some trade that is taking place a little lower on the week. Nebraska's got some $3.68 dress bids there as well. But some of the trades that have occurred are off $1 to $2. August cattle currently up $1.52. $2.13.97. October cattle picking up 92 cents, $2.10.62. December up 85, $2.10.97. The thought is, if it's a phase one trade deal enforcement, there'll be some beef to China in the deal announced tonight. Feeder cattle, August up 30 cents, $3.09.32. September up 47 cents, $3.09.35. November feeders gaining 67 cents to $3.04.15. Hogs, though, sharply lower, down $1.75 August, $1.06.15. October giving up $1.72 to $91.87. The jobs number this morning, looking good. Unemployment down to 4.1%. The build was more than 110,000. Came into 147,000 job increase. So that kind of cools down the talk of maybe lowering rates a little bit later rather than sooner here. Things looking good. So gold down $20 now. It's $3,339. Silver up 34 cents, $3,707. Bitcoin off $148 at $109,567. The dollar index, well, firmer on the jobs number, up 35 cents to 96.78, but it's still cheap compared to any time last year, the year before that, and the year before that. We're the cheapest U.S. dollar that we've seen since early 2022, so it's helping our exports. Grain trade, we had seen 150,000 metric tons of corn sold and some beans sold over 200,000. Of course, all unknown destination. The crude oil market softening with a firmer dollar today. August crude oil down 50 cents a barrel, 66.96. Gasoline near unchanged, 212 and a quarter. Diesel fuel, though, down 2.25 cents a gallon at $2.39. Any questions about commodity futures trading, we're here to help, 701-222-0221, or you can find the numbers at our website, heartlandinvest.com, where you can also get a 30-day free trial of our newsletter, morning texts, afternoon updates, trade alerts, all kinds of stuff. You'd enjoy it. Go check it out, heartlandinvest.com. Thanks for listening, and you have yourself a wonderful, wonderful Independence Day holiday. Just a reminder to always remember, past results are not indicative of future results. Consider risk carefully before ever investing. Our analogy is made with the best known information that is expected to be true and known, but it changes by the hour in the commodity markets. And so something that could have been considered fact can change as the facts change.